Need some water. Welcome back to an 18 after on this Wednesday. I'm Steve Gruber. Good to be here with you. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Greatly appreciate your support. We're live in Brighton today from the Willowbrook Rehabilitation Services facility here, right? I'm watching Mount Brighton. You know, they're making snow, lots of it. We did pick up some snow overnight in southern Michigan. It's been fairly snowless January. Of course, I say that. And we'll end up getting pounded with a big storm before it's all said and done. You know, in the end, it always turns out to be about average. Way ahead for snow in November because of that Veterans Day storm. And then below average, I think, in December. And then January running behind a bit. But I think we're going to catch up. I don't think we're getting out of winter, is my point. And I'm here at the Willowbrook Rehab Center because we're continuing today our Auto No Fault Reality Tour. We're going to talk about some real stories from those that have been grievously injured in automobile accidents and what the future holds with the changing legislation that's coming now in just a few months on July 1st, 2020. July 1st, 2020, big changes are coming. All right, so a lot of other things to cover for you here today. By the way, one of those being the murder of Kevin Bacon. Man, the stories that are coming out about that case, eh? And Lutunsky, Mark Lutunsky, the suspect in the murder of the young man, they met on Grindr. He's going after an insane plea. He's going after an insanity plea, and we'll see where that leads. All right, we'll get to all that still coming. Let's see here. The Department of Justice is seeking a six-month prison sentence for Michael Flynn, which is weird. This was announced yesterday. Remember, they were recommending no jail time for Michael Flynn, and all of a sudden they've done a 180 on this deal, a complete reversal, claiming he has refused to accept responsibility for his actions. Given the serious nature of the defendant's offense, his apparent failure to accept responsibility, his failure to complete his cooperation in, and his affirmative efforts to undermine the prosecution of an ex-Flynn associate, the government recommends that the court sentence the defendant within the applicable guidelines of 0 to 6 months of incarceration, which is a big flip-flop. His attorney came out just seething, saying, let me get this straight. Michael Flynn is going to get sentenced to prison for telling the truth but not saying what you wanted him to say. Telling the truth but not saying exactly what you wanted him to say, and so therefore you're going to go after him. Well, that's the way the attorney takes it, all right? That's the way the attorney takes it. And, well, I have to wonder because Flynn has been out there awaiting sentencing for years now. I mean, this case happened a lot. This was settled, adjudicated quite some time ago, and yet here we sit without a final disposition, without time being served or whatever is going to happen. I would strongly recommend Michael Flynn be pardoned by the president. Of course, that will make the left go crazy, and it'll be giving me something good to entertain myself for a couple of days, and you as well. Harvey Weinstein has been threatened with jail by the judge in the New York City rape trial. And in Los Angeles, as bail has been set there, as a jury selection starts for a rape trial there for Harvey Weinstein, who is in terrible health, now uses a walker to get in and out of court. I see this a lot. Paul Manafort was using a walker, and all of a sudden he needs a walker and he can barely function. Anyhow, he was threatened with jail because he keeps texting and using his phone. And by yesterday, the number of people watching the case had really dwindled. Nobody really cares. But his relentless texting and using of his cell phone brought a very strong rebuke from the judge in the case. Quote, is this really the way you want to end up in jail for the rest of your life, by texting in violation of my order? That came from Empire State Supreme Court Justice saying, come on, you can't do that. I've told you, you can't do that. The judge, James Burke, the Judge James Burke there in Manhattan saying, this is the way you wind up in jail for the rest of your life. Are you kidding me? Are you serious right now? He did turn over his cell phone to somebody, but then he had two more. Burke snapped at the attorneys as a closed-eyed Weinstein lowered his head at the defense table with repeated apologies. The defense assured Burke they would ensure that Weinstein did not have access to a cell phone in court going forward. I'm not looking for apologies. I'm looking for compliance. Weinstein, by the way, 67 years old now. On a day that was supposed to be filled with a fairly monotonous, mundane pre-screening of a jury for the high-profile New York case, the rape and sexual battery charges laid against Weinstein by Los Angeles County District Attorney were also filed. There is a risk that the defendant will realize that evidence against him is overwhelming, said the Manhattan deputy DA, and told Burke that the court of the new charges against Weinstein and the potential flight risk she feared as the New York City rape case progressed and the Los Angeles case developed. We're asking you for remand. Currently, he's out on $5 million bail with travel restrictions and an ankle bracelet. Weinstein also faces a $5 million bail request in Los Angeles County. How the mighty have fallen. How the mighty have fallen. You know, taking advantage of people over and over and over again, you know, with impunity. At some point, justice may be served. Now, I'm not saying he's guilty. But I'm saying if you do conduct yourself that way, at some point, justice may be served. And it may be served ice cold. Ice cold. All right, it's 25 after. Just trying to cover some of the other stories of the day to make sure you've got it all filed away, because we can talk about impeachment and attacks from Iran, and we will, but you need to know about that and Pier 1 and everything else that's going on. Pier 1 closing half of its stores. I told you that. There could be a great sale in your future if you like Pier 1 as a store. Yeah, half of the stores across the country, 450, are going to shut down. I'll tell you about that right after the break right here on the Steve Gerber Show.